I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
And I thought the scariest part of last week was when I left BFM, went to an event, and then the very thing I was talking about haunted me at the event. Weird. Hey, so if you were tuned in last week, you would have heard my exuberant recommendations of F-Boy Island, the dating show to end all dating shows. Probably won't end all dating shows, although that would be a good outcome.
Are you saying it's number one of all time?
It's pretty gobsmacking. Mm. And then later in the evening, I headed along to St. Matthew's in the City, where TVNZ were hosting their launch, sort of relaunch event for what's now called TVNZ Plus. If you watch TVNZ On Demand, you've probably noticed that your app has changed and is now TVNZ Plus. What that means is it all works a lot better. Like, there's better tech there. The app refresh is really good.
Oh, it has too. Look at it there.
It's good. Yes, it's like a much more pleasant browsing experience.
Oh, wow.
They've added hundreds of new films, and they were loudly proclaiming the great content deals that they've put in place in recent weeks with a whole bunch of upcoming series as well. And then sort of midway through this prezo, they throw to a video of Siobhan Ruakere, and she's in a hot tub overlooking Rangitoto, and they're teasing F-Boy Island, New Zealand.
My word. Can we just get a refresher on F-Boy Island, for those who weren't tuned in?
Yes, so F-Boy Island sees three women try to sift out a bunch of dudes and end up with true love. Half of the guys are self-identified F-Boys. It was quite fun watching everyone dance around the word F-Boy at this event the other night. The other half are nice guys. If the F-Boy gains a woman's heart at the end of the show, he wins $100,000. This is the American version. No prize money has been disclosed to New Zealand yet. And if a woman chooses a nice guy to end the series with, then she gets $100K. Whole lot of curveballs and stuff happen along the way. It is not as simple as it sounds. But that's the basic premise. So as one person put it to me at this event, the casting is open for the New Zealand show. Like, it hasn't been filmed or anything yet. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about a little bit about sort of what that might mean for the listeners shortly. But as it was put to me by someone, we're still looking for... What's the time? Can I say this? Yeah, I can say this. We're still looking for hot assholes. If you know any hot assholes, point them our way.
I'm sort of on the fence about this one. I just don't know if we've got the the sort of attitude in New Zealand to pull off the casting. Do we have the personalities?
I'm the whole other way about it. I feel like we've got heaps of hot assholes.
You reckon?
Yeah.
So when I reflect back on the people I've seen on the US version, and like the motivations behind these dudes coming in to do the show, I think winning the prize money is part of it, but these are guys who want to get a ton more Instagram followers. Yes. They kind of want to attain some sort of fame out of it. Yep. And I think that among the sort of demo of the contestants they're looking for, the casting call is for people aged 18 to 30. Mm. And I think within that age group, there probably are people who... there probably are dudes that meet those HA criteria and would gladly be on the show, just to like be the biggest player on TV. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. If you want to find out more about putting yourself forward, males and females, you could be a contestant on either side of this. You can go to tvnz.co.nz/fboynz. As they put it, if you're after an all-expenses-paid tropical paradise holiday with the girl or guy of your dreams, or think you have the strategy to win some serious cash in this competition, apply now. A little bit light, perhaps, on what the show may really entail. But I've had a bit of a browse. John, the bad news, you and I are slightly outside the demographic.
Okay. All right. Is it, 18 to 25?
Flatter yourself, John. Up a
smidge.
So good.
Yeah. Up a smidge. Okay. So unfortunately, we'll only be watching from the the sidelines. Yes. I mean, however, I mean, is there anyone else that qualifies?
Young Lewis.
Lewis.
18 to 30. I'm in the range.
All right, let's go. Head it to Jets gym this evening. We can just
head
start
to Jets.
Pumping some iron.
I think heading to Les Mills probably if I really wanted to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Steve. So interesting. Very fascinating.
So some sample things to consider. Even though it took a while for the penny to drop that I wasn't going to be able to apply, but while sort of browsing through some sample questions from the audition process, question 5: do you often get mistaken for a player, or are you a player? Tell us why. Or question 6: you could potentially win a lot of money on the show. Would you rather find love or money? Tell us why. I think you can get the gist of
do you think
what they're trying
push
to find there.
The angle you'll be able to grow your Instagram fan base? Do you think that is something that they throw at these people? Because I think, Steve, that is actually probably what most of these people would want. That makes total sense to me.
John, you're a cynic because people are looking for true love and piles of hard cash, and all those other things are just they're just secondary benefits. But I would add that from a BFM point of view, I mean, look at the benefits to Radio 1 when Dave Borry was on The Bachelorette. Oh,
yeah. He was good, though. He was one of the good ones. Good.
I think there should probably be a directive for someone
BFM
from BFM to
Lewis.
Absolutely go on this.
Do you think I would charm anyone with my conversation about Andrei Tarkovsky's 1962 debut film?
Nice guy. Definite nice guy.
I'm out of there. Day one, I'm out of there.
No, they're also looking for nice. I think that should be considered. I mean, in your employment contract, do you have that standard kind of thing about, hours, but may from time to time be required to work additionally?
Yeah.
Well, this is exactly that clause. So, right. I mean, you could find yourself dispatched to F-Boy Island for work.
Yeah.
Could be great, but it could be some networking and new potential clients to meet.
Awesome, calls. Yeah. Awesome networking.
I reckon a couple of these guys are bound to be brand managers.
Yeah. Mm. That would actually be really cool. I'd like to shake those hands. Yeah.
maybe only some of them, I think, is probably the safest bit there.
Yeah.
So also at this event, there wasn't a huge amount of new title announcements, but I did have a good chat to Jeremy Wells while he was dressed as a policeman, which I found quite off-putting. And then, as it happens, they announced the new contestants for his show Taskmaster, which is coming back for its third season.
Okay, cool.
That news just came out on the weekend, and I'm almost even in my love of F-Boy Island and Taskmaster, as you can probably tell from comments over the years.
Did they crank out 2 seasons of Taskmaster last year?
Yeah, we've had 2 now, and I think, my concept of time is pretty, got a pretty shoddy right now, to be honest.
It feels like it's pretty, not that long ago that the first season
Not that
came
long
out.
Ago. No, so the second one was only being made earlier this year, the second Taskmaster.
And so Laura Daniel was the winner. I did note that fellow contestant Guy Montgomery has just taped a stand-up special. I think it's for Paramount Plus in Aussie. This is a bit of a tangent, but I think it gets to a good place. And as part of his wrap-up of how his stand-up went down, he pointed out that someone mid-taping in the small theatre shat themselves.
From laughter?
But get this, they didn't leave their seat. This only became apparent at the end of the taping because someone was either having too good a time to depart or didn't want to make a fuss. Now, I'm surprised Australia, because I thought not making a fuss was more of a New Zealand thing. So,
oh my goodness.
We'll see how that goes. But anyway, this year, this season's contestants for Taskmaster, it's a really awesome bunch. Kuta Forrester, who I think is going to be great on this. Chris Parker, always an entertaining presence.
Yes.
Josh Thompson, who, having seen firsthand a magic trick gone awry, I think will be pretty entertaining. He's already warned people about his butt crack being very present in this series. Justine Smith and Paul Ego. So it's a pretty good complement of people.
That's an awesome lineup, yeah.
And I think, once again, it's not only there's not only some faves for everyone to latch onto, but it's a pretty good composition of different personalities.
Yeah,
so that'll be... that's probably... No dates have been announced for either this or F-Boy Island, but... There's a Taskmaster marathon coming up, I believe, late in July. So it'll probably start getting some publicity push off the back of that. And If Boy Island does promise to be on screens towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So some stuff to look forward to.
Go local content.
Yeah.
Go awesome. Local content, which you've inadvertently segueing me into a final recommendation for this week. Mm-hmm. Which is in cinemas from tomorrow, the film Fina. This is a biopic on legendary Māori icon and activist Dame Fina Cooper, Te Whai o Te Motu, Mother of the Nation. Her life story is told by three different actors, with Miriama McDowell picking up her kind of crucial, maybe like time heading in towards middle age, and the absolutely iconic Rena Owen playing Cooper in her 80s as she leads the 1975 Māori land march, which really kind of galvanized attention in Aotearoa and kind of actually forced the first acknowledgement of wrongs against the Treaty of Waitangi and started the process of treaty settlements, which all sounds like heavy stuff, but this is a really intimate and personal account of a very important historical figure in New Zealand, and I found it really moving. I'm actually BFM Breakfast host Rachel Ashby filed a fantastic review, which you can find on flicks.co.nz, of this film. If you don't believe me, you can go and read that. That's in cinemas from tomorrow, so local, local, local.
Nice. Weekend plans. Yeah.
There we go.
Cool.
Excellent, Steve. Thank you very much. Check out flicks.co.nz if you've got any more sort of burning questions or, you know, ideas about what you might want to watch and why.
Yeah, and I look, thank you for that little plug. I do like a plug's always great. But I will also plug this website, because we want as many people putting themselves forward for F-Boy Island as possible, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's surely we've got to get one in there. We've got to get one BFM type person in there. We've not already got the staff covered, but let's try and get a listener on board as well. So you can check out how to get involved in the show, tvnz.co.nz/fboynz.
Thank you very much, Steve.
See you. Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.